Hi, this is Perry, and you're listening to the Chemist Corner podcast for Wednesday, November 16th, 2011. Welcome to Chemist Corner. I'm your host, Perry Romanowski, a cosmetic chemist who knows just enough about computer technology to be dangerous. Chemist Corner is a podcast about cosmetic science and is broadcast to help educate, entertain, and inspire current and future cosmetic scientists. The information and opinions discussed on Chemist Corner are those of the hosts and the guests alone. They do not necessarily reflect those of any past, present, or future employers. Well, hello, everybody. It's been a little while since recording the last show, but we're finally back. One of these days I'm going to get on a schedule so this show gets produced more regularly, but until then, we'll have to do it the way we're doing it. This is actually our 22nd show, which makes it the longest-running cosmetic science podcast on the planet. So we've got that going for us. Today we have a very special show. We have an interview with our first returning guest, Dr. Johan Wiekers. I recorded the interview in May, but it took a little time to edit and post. Sadly, Johan passed away on November 5th. I was a little uncertain whether I should post the interview, but I've been informed that Johan had a great passion for this formulation software and wants it to thrive and flourish, so we're going to post the interview. We're going to skip the usual features of the show and just focus on the interview. But before we get to that, I wanted to share some memories that I have of Johan. I first became aware of Johan while reading his last page article in the IFSCC journal. Johan was the president of the organization at the time, I believe, and for that he got to write an article in that magazine. His articles were always interesting and thought-provoking. They were some of my favorite parts of the IFSCC magazine. Typically, they would be some sort of a puzzle or a challenge that would just make you think. And in the cosmetic science world, you don't always have to think that hard. A lot of times, they're just you're doing empirical experiments and you're changing percentages and things and that doesn't require a lot of hard thought. But Johan would write these articles that would give you a challenge. I recall one had to do with calculating the height of skin cells that a person sloughed off over the course of their lives. You had to calculate the rate of turnover, and it was almost like doing calculus. You don't get a lot of calculus in cosmetic science. For me, it was a lot of fun. And what I really appreciated about Johan's work was that he injected science into the cosmetic industry. And anytime you can inject science into our industry, I really appreciate it. Johan also published some excellent articles in cosmetics and toiletries. I was particularly impressed with his recent essays about whether cosmetic science should be considered junk science or not. That was actually the topic of our first interview. And Johan, he gave a great defense of cosmetic science and cosmetic scientists. The industry was called in question in a book written by Ben Goldacre about bad science. And one of the chapters was about cosmetic science and how it was bad science. And I have to agree with Johan. There is a lot of science that goes on in the cosmetic industry, and sometimes you have to look for it, but certainly there is a lot of good science going on. I actually only met Johan once, and it was this year in Milan at the In Cosmetics trade show. And he was very personable and kind. I mean, we had spoken before on the phone, but it was the first time I met him. I remember he was rushing around because he had a number of talks and meetings scheduled for the event. So he was really busy, and I was happy that we got a few moments to speak. He's just someone I've admired in the industry, and was just felt lucky that I got to meet him. One thing that was clear was that Johan was extremely passionate about cosmetic science, and he really also had a passion for teaching. Whenever given the opportunity to do a talk, he was always there and always ready, and he traveled around the world and gave a number of talks. He really was the international rock star of the cosmetic world. We really lost a great teacher and ambassador to the industry much too soon. I'm going to miss Johan. He was a good guy. In this interview, we spoke with Johan about his software called Formulating for Efficacy. It's an extremely interesting approach to cosmetic formulating in that the program helps you pick exactly the levels of the actives you need to optimize performance of whatever formula you're creating. It really is an interesting technology, and it could be the way of the future that cosmetic formulations get created. There's still going to be a need for cosmetic chemists, because there is this kind of gives you the science part of cosmetic formulating, but there's still the art piece, which will help you figure out whether something's going to be stable or how it feels on the skin. But for effectiveness of the formula, this software really promises to have some great effect. Dr. Johan Wiekers got his degree in 1989 at the University of Groningen, the Netherlands, in the subject of skin permeation enhancement. He worked at Unilever Research in the UK for a number of years and then joined Unikema in the Gouda, the Netherlands, in 1995. In 2007, he started JW Solutions, where he worked as an independent consultant for cosmetic science in the field of his main interests, formulation optimization, claim substantiation, non-invasive skin bioengineering, and skin penetration and biostatistics. We have back again on our program Johan Wiekers to today explain to us about a new product he has launched called Formulating for Efficacy. Welcome to the program, Johan.
Thank you, Perry. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. You are our first repeat guest.
Oh, it's always nice to be first.
Indeed. So I was very intrigued by this Formulating for Efficacy software, and because it's kind of unique out there. I haven't seen anything else out on the market for it. So why don't you tell us what this new bit of software is that you put together?
Oh, thanks for that, Perry. Yes, it is indeed a new piece of software. There is software on the market that deals with how you can make your formulation, how much you actually weight in of ingredient X, Y, and Z. But that's not what I'm talking about. This is about how do I get the most efficacious delivery of my active into the skin. And that's what this program is calculating. And, of course, it's not just a simple equation, but it actually comes with about 25 years of skin delivery experience and of course, some good programming for my good friend Stephen Abbott.
So let's just start from the beginning. So this software is for formulators of skincare products.
Correct. Okay. It's a skincare product. Hair care is not... included, maybe I should say, yet it's actually not that difficult to make the extension to hair because we are now using some values in the program for skin. If we would be able to find the values for hair, it would be could be easily extended to hair as well also, so for hair dyes and things like that.
You mentioned actives. Why don't you explain a little bit what you mean by actives?
Okay, for me, an active is something that is needing to penetrate the skin in order to do what it needs to be doing. So you got an active that remains to stay on top of the skin, let's say titanium dioxide, zinc oxide. Those chemicals do not need to penetrate the skin, and you're not going to do anything to optimize their delivery. But when we're talking about something like a skin whitening product, or we're talking about an anti-aging active ingredient, those are the ones that I would really like to penetrate into the skin. And what the program is doing, it's selecting the emollients so that you have the maximum driving force for the chemical to leave the formula and go into the skin, but at the same time can contain enough material so that there is enough active in your formulation so that the job can be done.
So if I'm a formulator starting out and I open up this software, how would I go about using it?
Okay, when you buy the software, you actually find already on you find three pages when you open it. The first page is called ingredient selection. The second one is called actives, and the third one is the formulation. And you actually work through these pages. So you have a whole series of lipophilic emollients that I've already entered into the program. And you just have to make sure that the chemicals that you would, the emollients that you would like to use, are in the program, because it can only select ingredients that are in the program. So if you've got an ingredient that you would like to use, but you do not see it in the program, you can enter it yourself. And how that's being done is all described in the help file, but it's basically a simple way of how you write your molecule in a kind of code language, and then it's included and calculated. Then you go to the second page. The second page contains all the actives. Of course, here I have only a limited list of actives, because each one of us is working on a unique new product, and of course I do not know what that unique product is. So exactly the same applies again. You can enter via doing some you enter it as a smile string, basically, and there are references to pages where you can do this on the web. So you just go to the web, you enter your molecule there, you get a smile string, you then import that smile string into the program, and you're done. Next thing that you need to do is to make a decision on how much is my oil phase going to be and how much is my water phase going to be. And the program is mainly geared towards the optimization of the delivery of lipophilic actives. So let's say I've got a lipophilic active that will eventually end up in the oil phase. So I need to indicate what the percentage is of the oil phase. Let's say I've got 20% in oil phase in my formulation. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of argument, you also have to indicate how much the percent of your active you would like to use. So let's say you would like to use 2%. What the program then calculates, if it knows that it needs to have 10% in the oil phase of the active in the oil phase, it calculates what we call the target concentration. And that is actually 95% of that value that I just calculated. So if I calculated 10% to be the value, the ideal concentration of my active in the oil phase, it then calculates the value of 10 divided by 0.95, which is 10.53, and that is the target concentration. What the program will subsequently do is find you combinations of emollients where the solubility of your active ideally is modeled, is estimated to be 10.53%. And the consequence of that is that you will have, if you put your 2% of your active in that oil combination, you will have a system where you add 95% of maximum solubility. And that guarantees that you've got to have a very, very good deliverability.
I'm thinking, like, if you're a cosmetic chemist, so you're going to have to first pick your actives,
yep,
and then you'll have to pick your, I guess you said emollients. So when you talk about ingredients, that is really just any ingredients in the formula that are not actives?
No, because surfactants you should not put in the system. Thickeners you could put in, but it's a waste of time because you're spending a lot of time to find it, and it will contribute absolutely nothing to the type of things. So those are the stuff that I leave out. Anything that has a high molecular weight, forget about it. Basically anything that could be on the interface of the oil and water, the surfactant, leave them out also.
Okay, and so at the end you get a formula. Is this a finished formula?
No. It's absolutely not a finished formula. What you get is a composition of an oil phase that will give you the maximum delivery. So if you have, in that same example again, where I've got 20% of my oil phase being the oil, it tells you, you had 2% active in there, so I've got 18% left. How should the 18% look to give you the maximum delivery? Next thing that you then do is that you still have to go into the lab. You have your oil phase ready already, and then you have to go and find the best emulsifier system and your perfume and your preservative system and your thickener, etc., etc. So it is getting you off at a very good start, but it's not that, let's say, anybody can now do formulating. I mean, it still remains the skill of the cosmetic formulator, but we are helping you get started in a very good way.
This will maximize the formula's ability to deliver the ingredient and penetrate the skin the farthest.
Yeah, it optimizes the transfer of the active into the skin. But it's not a skin penetration enhancer, because that means that the active would race through the skin and be out very quick at the other side. That's not what we want. I just wanted to get in. And if I get more in from formulation A than from formulation B, I will also get higher concentrations of the active anywhere subsequently in deeper phases in the skin from formulation A than from formulation B.
Just a final question. Who do you see would benefit the most from this software?
I can actually think of a couple of different groups. For instance, if you're working for a supplier and you have a new active ingredient, you can actually use this system to ensure that you create a beautiful system, a beautiful formulation that will actually deliver your molecule. So that when you spend money on doing a clinical trial, you're not going to test, now, let me say, a useless formulation, because the chemical could not penetrate from that particular formulation. So you maximize your chances of having a success. On the other hand, if you're working for a manufacturing company and your job is to formulate a product, then also at the given concentration that you will probably be allowed to use, you can see which formulation you should then should have to optimize the delivery. So it's useful for both for the supplier industry and the manufacturing industry alike. Now, and I can even imagine that if you're in academia, you will be able to check quite a few interesting things, because you can also start to look at what is the influence if I would add this and this of a certain chemical to my formula. These are all kind of little things and little tricks that you can play without having to do the experiment. Another thing that I can see is that if you have an existing formula already on the marketplace and you would enter that formula into the program and you see that the what we call the skin formulation gap of that formulation is quite considerable, meaning that the difference between the formulation and the skin is quite dramatic, and you would change it a little bit, you could see how it's improving or worsening a situation. If your existing formulas are already having a very small SFG, skin formulation gap, then leave them as they are. But if you see that they're big, you can see which chemical to change and how much to change it and actually get an indication of which of the prototypes you just make in a computer will be the best.
You could actually just take formulas that already exist and just check to see if they're the best formulations that they can be.
Yes, you can do that. And I can already predict the answer. They will not be, because this is not the way how people have been formulating. So even if you have formulations that performed quite nicely in the marketplace, it might be able to get them more efficacious by just some adaptations. And the thing is that the program can, because the program on the page 3 where it talks about formulations has a different series of combinations how it can work. It can, for instance, if you want to optimize the delivery, you can say start from scratch, give me a total new formulation, but you can also start from an existing formulation and see, if I use exactly the same ingredients, how would I change the ratios between these ingredients to get them to optimize the delivery with this given set of emollients? And it's not so that I can only use 2 emollients. As if you have been reading my formulative efficacy papers in the past, you saw I only used 2. Mm-hmm. No, here I can have up to 10 different emollients still in my system and still optimize the delivery then. But you could also say, you know, I love the formula that I have got, and I do not want to change the ratios. What you then do is you say, okay, instead of giving that mixture that I have right now the full 18%, 2% was the active and my oil phase was 20%, instead of taking that particular mixture at 18%, I now put it in at 16%. That means you got 2% free to play with, and the computer will find you exactly which ingredient to add at that 2% to get the best, to optimize the delivery with that given set. So you hardly change your sensory properties, and you can do that. If you get a recommendation that you do not like, you can just eliminate that chemical from the calculations, and it will then give you another suggestion. So the second best suggestion. And there's a lot of freedom in the system, and therefore it requires a little bit of playing around in the beginning to get used to all the options that you've got.
Well, it sounds like really fascinating software. If someone wanted to get more information about the software, you can go to jwsolutionssoftware.com. I like the screencast that you put up there, so people can see the software in action.
Yes, and I actually try to explain it, albeit in my horrible Dutch accent, but I try to explain also what I'm doing. And I can tell you there is more and more to come in this software. We are far from ready. We are developing it further. There will be new options soon. And that all will be made available.
Well, it's great stuff. Thanks for coming to the program, Johan, and we look forward to seeing more about this software.
Thank you. Thank you, Perry, and greetings to all the listeners.
Well, that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks so much for listening. One of the things that keeps us motivated to do this podcast is the excellent comments and feedback we get from everyone. It really brightens my day. So I appreciate if you read something on the blog. Feel free to comment, or if you're going to join the Chemist Corner forum, please feel free to comment there. Just a couple of announcements. The next installment of the Complete Cosmetic Chemist series is going to be on natural and green formulating. That'll be launching sometime in December, but before that we're going to be giving out a free report which talks about what we mean about natural formulating and green formulating. So be sure to sign up with the Chemist Corner email list to get your free copy when it's ready. Also, I'm going to be speaking at the New England SCC meeting tomorrow, Thursday, November 17th, which is taking place just outside of Boston. The topic will be about how cosmetic chemists can use the internet to become better formulators. I'm really looking forward to the trip and the meeting. It should be a good time. As always, please go to the Cosmetic Science Forum and participate in discussions about cosmetic chemistry. We've now got over 400 members, and there are some really interesting topics being discussed. You can get there from the main website at chemistcorner.com. If you appreciate the work we do here at Chemist Corner, the best way for you to help is to follow us on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, we're at Chemist Corner, or like us on Facebook. Also, leaving comments is always nice. It's always good to see. Well, that's all we have. Thanks, everyone. Now go make a difference.
Thank you. Thank you, Perry, and greetings to all the listeners.